On this day, it's a feria of the third week of Advent, but it is also the first day of the solemn novena in preparation for the birth of Christ. A very, very important novena. And of course, we ask for many things, we desire many things, but we don't do what we deserve, what we need to do in order to get the things that we desire. And the novena is, of course, one of the means with which to get it. Now, the readings of today are those of Sunday, the beautiful readings of Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Be nothing solicitous. Let your modesty be known to all men. In other words, you should not be worried about the things of this world. And most people are very worried about the things of this world, which will end like that. But they are not worried about the things of the eternal life, of their soul, of the fact that any day now, whether it be you or me or whoever, is going to be gone. And we'll have to render an account to God. It doesn't matter how old we are. It doesn't matter how young we are. So we need to get our act together. And of course, as we say the beautiful antiphon and the readings that go with it, the collect is also very, very significant. And it really, in a sense, gives the expression to that which for which we pray every day during Advent, but in a sense, every day during the whole liturgical year. Audem tuam quaesumus Domine precibus nostris accommoda. Incline thine ear to our prayers, O Lord, we beseech thee. And bring bright the darkness of our hearts by the grace of thy visitation. And of course, our Lord complained years later when he said, O Jerusalem, O Israel, if thou hadst known the time of thy visitation. And of course, he was speaking about the fact that he became man and he was amongst us for 33 years, a very short time. That is the visitation of Christ. Not just to St. Elizabeth and St. Zachary and St. John the Baptist. No, that is not the real visitation. The full visitation is that Jesus Christ becomes man and comes to this world, to this theater of redemption, to bring us life, to bring us salvation. And most people do not know it. And those who know it do not care. And those who say they care do not really care. The things that I hear, the things that I see are enough to make hair stand on high. And this is from Catholics, much less anybody else. But we need to pray, pray, pray that the good Lord will grant us to be saved. Because many are called, very few are chosen. He's speaking about salvation, not about vocation to the priesthood or the religious life. That is another thing. Many are called and few are chosen. And so today, as we say the prayers of the solemn novena of the Church, which is mirrored every day, especially at Vespers, and every single day of Vespers until the 23rd and the 24th of December, when we will await the coming of our God, we need to lay down all the evil that is in our hearts, in our lives, and make the road ready for him to come to us, that we may receive him. And so now we begin the novena in preparation for the coming of our God. Please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Drop down, do you, heavens above, and let the clouds, that's everybody, and let the clouds rain the just one. Let the earth be open and bud forth a Savior. Come, let us adore our Lord and King, who is about to come to us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O wisdom, who proceeded from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly, come and teach us the way of prudence. O root of Jesse, who stand as the leader of the people, who before whom kings shall keep silence, and before whom the nations shall pray, come to deliver us and do not tarry. O dawn of the east, brightness of light, eternal Son of justice, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expected of the nations and their Savior, come to save us, O Lord our God. Remember us, O Lord, and visit us with your salvation. Send us, O Lord, the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock of the desert to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Come, O Lord, visit us in your peace, that we may rejoice before you with a perfect heart. Arouse your might, O Lord, and come to save us. Open the heavens and come down. The mountains will disappear at your presence. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God, you gladden us by the yearly expectation of our redemption. Grant that we who receive your only begotten Son as our Redeemer may also without fear behold him coming as our Judge. The same our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we continue.